Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you?
Yes, I have a charge on a bill, and I have not ordered anything from.
All right, let me check. Let me check then. Can I have your zip code?
I'm sorry?
Can I have your zip code so I can check that for you?
22032.
22?
22032.
Oh, thanks. Give me 1 second. Can I have your name?
I'm not sure. Are you all, where are you located?
In California, man.
And?
Can I have your name?
Linda Brittingham.
Linda? I have Larry Brittingham.
For what did he order?
Okay, can you confirm the shipping address, please?
No, you just tell me what he ordered, because he says he doesn't, and there was a charge yesterday again. So we've got like 3 charges on here from you.
Ma'am, I need you to confirm the shipping address so I can confirm that it's actually your account. You're saying that you're not even Larry. So, yeah, I need you to confirm
what,
another type of confirmation.
Glenmere Road, Fairfax, Virginia.
Thanks for that. All right, ma'am. I can see that there was an order on the 11th of February for the headlamp, and there was a payment of $6.95 for the shipping and handling of that. It's a headlamp. It's a lamp that you put on your head, ma'am, like so you can have like your hands free, like when you're working.
A headlamp.
Yeah, headlamp.
That's $65.
Ma'am, you didn't let me finish. It was a free welcoming gift. That was a gift. The headlamp was a gift because the membership that he got to the gadget store, sir, it's a website that has a lot of different gadgets at a factory price. But there is a fee in order to be able to access that.
No, he didn't. This is incorrect. It's incorrect. He did not order anything. And then it says yesterday that something was ordered. That is not correct.
No, ma'am. It is correct. Well, it's what I have here.
Okay.
I mean,
what did he order yesterday on Friday?
Ma'am, it's not something. It's a service that he got. He's getting
what?
A service for that. And to access the factory direct store, it's like a subscription to Costco. It's like a membership to Costco or Sam's Club. You have to pay in order to be able to access that store.
What?
What do you mean, what, ma'am? You've never heard of Costco?
Sam's? Yeah, but that's a separate, that is not immersive technology fitness.
No, they're not. They're calling about us. That's why the charge was made, because of that. It's a membership to the gadget store. In order to have access to that store, you have to pay a fee. Their fee is $4.95.
What store are you talking about? What store?
The website is Selected Premier Discounts, ma'am.
And he did this yesterday?
It was a membership, ma'am. He did that back in February. This is the first month he's getting charged.
And that was Larry Brittingham?
Yeah.
But if you don't want
to stay in the membership.
Hold on a minute. Just a minute. Larry, they say it's Larry Brittingham that joined this membership last month. Do you want to talk to this person?
Membership. Hello? This is Larry.
Hey, Larry.
What are you talking about here?
Well, I can see that back in February you order the headlamp and you pay $6.95 for that. And that was the shipping and handling of that.
Okay.
In order to...
Yeah, I remember that. Headlamp. That was the shipping and handling.
Yeah, and that was a free welcoming gift. And in order to get that, You had to. You got that because of your subscription to the gadget store.
I don't know about any subscription. This was from Home Depot.
Well, we partnered with different companies. We partnered with different companies in order to reach customers, sir.
Oh, I didn't. I didn't join anything.
Sir,
I
already confirmed all the information with your wife. You did. I mean, we didn't insert that information. You said it yourself. But if you don't want to stay, we can cancel the subscription, so no more charges are going to be made.
Cancel it.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, that was some kind of scam or something. All I did was respond.
How would that?
Because I was supposed to get a free gift.
You did get your free gift because of your membership. All right, sir. The account is already canceled. No more charges are going to be made. All right. Thank you for calling customer service.
Right. I'm going to get to Home Depot and tell them this is nonsense.